Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story. So we are here in the podcast today with producer Abby's parents on. So a little extra love in the love story room today. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Bridget Minky.
I'm Dan Minky, Abby's dad. That's how I like to be.
Have you done, is this your first podcast that you have done of Abby's?
Absolutely.
No, I have been on. I've been on before. Are you a little nervous?
Yes, very.
Well, we'll make this mildly painless.
You're squeezing your leg.
It makes people feel less nervous when you point out how nervous they are. That really helps.
It's great.
Yeah. Really helps the nerves.
Yep.
So you didn't get prefaced with what you were doing here today.
This was kind of a surprise. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh. It's like our love story, and it's like...
Baptism by fire it is today.
Yep.
So how long have you guys been together?
I want your answer first, and then I'll tell the real truth.
33 years in October, I believe.
Is that true?
Yes, 33 and 35 together.
Okay. So let's go all the way back to the beginning. How did you guys meet? This would have been in the 80s.
It would have been like 89.
89. Okay.
What did you tell your version? And I'll...
Well, there's about 10 years of 80 through 90 that I don't recall. So there's that. No, I was single, had a house on the edge of Long Prairie and two roommates, and it was kind of the go-to place to go have some fun and hang out. And one of my best friends
was hot dogging my girlfriend.
Exactly.
Describe hot dogging. How do we define
back that? In the day, you'd cruise the main street and all that, and we were cruising main street, and I don't know, we started following each other around with the cars. And then the next thing you know, he's like, hey, you guys want to go to a party? And we're like, sure.
Nothing creepy about that at all.
Yeah. And then, we came to the party at his house.
Okay. And that was how you met.
Right.
He was swimming in a dog dish and jumping off the picnic table when I met you.
I tended to be a little bit out there.
Sure.
Then, but yeah, it was the 80s. Yeah.
How old were you guys when you met then?
18. Or just going to turn 18. Yeah,
she was 17. Okay. I was 20.
What's 7 years from there?
23-ish.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So fresh off a hot dogging, and then you roll up at this party.
Yep.
Okay. And who knows?
No, our friend rolled up from the hut. But his good friend and my girlfriend, four of us were packed in a car with him, and we came to the party.
And so who notices whom first at the party? Crowded room of people. He's beautiful.
Oh, no. It was nice out.
Summertime.
Yeah. Spring, summer. I don't remember who noticed who first. I just know that I was hanging out with my friends and we maybe talked a little bit or something. And then right before we left, he said, hey, I heard it's your birthday. I'll pick you up. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Was it your birthday?
Like the next weekend.
Yeah. Okay. And that was, so that's how you...
So we set a date and took her out for her 18th birthday.
Uh-huh.
No,
that was our first date.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was true.
She didn't think I'd actually be there. She thought I'd stand her up because I was kind of a, I don't want to say player, but it wasn't, I don't know.
I said, nope. So we had this big place called the Horseshoe Ballroom.
Okay.
And so at that time, me and my girlfriends were all going to go out there. And next thing you know, I see this truck roll in and I'm like, who the heck's here? I'm like, oh, guess what, guys? Got to find your own ride.
Because as soon as you saw him pull up, you were like, that's it. He's here for me.
Why is that? That's weird. But I guess, it's free food. Well, I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went out to eat first date on your birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You didn't think he was coming. He shows up, picks you up, and off you go. And then you went to dinner and he dropped you back off at home or
very,
what?
Yeah. Very romantic. Yeah. It was a really nice restaurant. Fancy. On a lake at the time. It's now closed, but kind of out in the country. And it was kind of cool. We went there for years afterwards. Mm-hmm. As kind of, you know, this is where we met and stuff or got to know each other. So it's pretty cool.
When you were getting ready to go on this date, were you just like, in the week between meeting her and taking her out, it's the day of, you're like, okay, I'm going to go. Was it spur of the moment or were you like?
No, in those days I worked a 40-hour job and then I came home and worked another 40 hours. I was starting my own machine shop, so I probably didn't think about it much. It was like, oh yeah, it's Saturday. I guess I was going to pick her up.
I better
go grab
just her.
Being honest.
Okay. You know. Cruised over, went out to dinner.
Her dad thought I was a hoodlum because I pull up in this jacked up truck.
Uh-huh.
And
leather jacket, earring.
Yeah, I always had a spiked belt. I thought I was
too hot to try.
Somebody on metal or Motley Crue.
And what was your hair like in those days?
And none. Still none.
Still none?
Well, you had just very thin, wispy hair.
Yeah, I had about 80 of them up there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he worked in much hair when I met him.
Nope.
So you've just been rocking the bald life. And so you saw that and you were like, that bald man over there, he's mine.
He just made me laugh.
Okay.
I mean, his personality, and he just made me laugh. And didn't judge you on like who you are. He didn't even know who my family was, nothing. It was just, it was just easy to have conversation. And
so how long between dating, did you meet her parents right away that day before the date, or did you have to meet them afterwards?
I think we met them afterwards.
Did you meet them at my graduation party?
Probably. Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, because I went to her graduation, so.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't know
that
he was there.
Nothing creepy about that either, so.
Didn't know he was even there, yeah. So.
Yep.
And so did you meet his parents then too shortly thereafter?
No. Not for years.
You
probably.
Met my mom and dad before I met yours, for sure. Because I remember one of the first dating Christmases we were together, his parents had a fireplace in their house. And we always kind of had a fireplace. And I was like, oh, I'll go put my feet up to it because I was cold and that. And they all start laughing at me. And I'm like, why is everyone laughing at me? This is not going to work out. This is just weird. Well, here it was like one of those fake fireplaces.
Sure.
And nobody told me. And I'm like, putting my feet up there, wonder why there's no heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my parents are quite a bit older, so there was kind of a generational thing going on.
Sure.
They were very old-fashioned, so I'm sure they maybe thought this is just another girlfriend coming through the line.
How long did you, so after, from date number one, was it like, did you know, like, oh, this guy is the one? Did you?
I'll let you answer first.
No, she asked you.
I guess I didn't know, but I think after a while, it was just like, you know, I kind of, like, we dated, and then I went to school, whatever.
It was a very busy time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very busy. She was going to school in Normandy, down in Minneapolis. Or Bloomington, yep.
And stuff, but I'd come home on the weekends, but then it was just kind of like, oh, I miss talking to him, or, oh, I miss hanging out, or, like, I don't know, we could literally do nothing. We could make frozen pizza and, I don't know, play cards or watch a dumb TV show.
Honestly, most of our first dates were in my shop. I was busy machining, and she would find a stool and sit and chat with me while I'm mm-hmm. polishing a mold or machining something. And it was, you know, we'd have a couple beers and
yeah,
that was a lot of our dates, honestly. Yeah, a lot of hours where we got to know each other.
Yeah.
I was working and she was just chilling with us. Yeah.
So how long did you date before you were even thinking marriage or anything like that?
I didn't even know we were thinking marriage or anything until I got my ring. Well, actually,
it had to be a couple of years though, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because then there was a little stretch we were apart for a while, maybe 8 months or so.
It wasn't just steady through there.
It was kind of at first, and then it was off. But then,
I say I tested her love.
Sure.
I say, liar, liar, pants on fire.
But obviously it all worked out great. So.
Yeah. But then, no, I didn't really, I guess we never really talked about marriage or anything. I mean, we were very close and did everything together. And then he kind of picked a fight with me at Easter.
Mm.
Good Friday.
Yeah, Good Friday. That's Easter. Close.
Yeah. And my best friend roommate was still living in the house where I owned.
God bless Mark.
Yeah. And I picked a fight over the fact that she didn't buy me any chocolate-covered raisins.
Okay.
I love chocolate-covered raisins, and I got her kind of pouty. And then
I was leaving.
I had a ring sewed into one of those crocheted Easter eggs.
Okay.
I still have the egg.
And handed it to her and proposed. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Nothing like an emotional roller coaster to pick a fight and then propose.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that something?
It worked, obviously.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're fighting with her about the chocolates in his Easter basket.
Yeah.
And then turns around. You're getting ready to go.
Yeah. And his buddy Mark always stuck up for me and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's just a jackass. You know, or something.
Yeah,
like,
you should break up with him.
Yeah, you should break up with him, whatever. But anyway, so then I'm like, you didn't get raisins, whatever else.
Yeah.
See you later and stuff. And then he's like, by the way, like, whatever, what do you want?
Yeah, yeah, fine, what?
Yeah.
And then did you get down on one knee? Did you have a whole speech?
I think I did.
I think you did.
I didn't have a speech. You know, I've never been great at just coming up with something, so.
No, but then, yeah, then we did a whirlwind wedding. We told my parents, his parents, and we got engaged on April 9th, and we got married October 9th of the same year.
Wow.
93.
So what was planning like? Did you have support? Did you ask her parents if it was okay to marry her? Did you do any of that
I
stuff?
I did not.
No?
I don't know.
Did you talk to your parents about it first?
No.
No? You just sprung it on them, and you were like, hey, Bridget's the one, so we're getting married.
Absolutely.
And everybody, were they, for the most part, were they happy, or were they like...
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Okay. I was 29 by now.
Okay, so you're...
So I'm
almost an old maid.
It's like I need to settle down, because I had a lot of fun for too many years.
So you would have dated for, what, 6 years?
Probably, I'd say probably more five-ish or whatever stint in there, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well... Okay.
But off and on, yeah. I mean, even though, I mean, we probably still talked or we're good friends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We need to take a break from each other or different lives moving in different directions for a period of time?
I don't know. My thought is I think he thought I was too young, but that's just my opinion.
I don't know. I was young and dumb.
Young and dumb, yeah, exactly. And then you realize the error of your ways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I found the right one and realized this is the one and no one else. So.
Yeah, yep. No messing around.
Right.
So everybody was happy. Mm-hmm. Didn't anybody see it coming? Was anybody hounding you guys about it, or was it just
no?
No, absolutely not.
I don't think you don't have the hounding like
no one expected it.
We did. Yeah, April 9th, got married October 9th.
Was that in central Minnesota still, up in Lime Prairie?
We got married in the Catholic Church in Lime Prairie, and then we got our wedding reception was at the Coliseum.
No, it was out by the 12 gauge.
Oh, what was that place called? Oh, Country Hearthside.
Country Hearthside.
Yeah, because then it burnt.
Yeah, it was a ballroom by the 12 Mile Tavern between Long Prairie and Little Falls.
Okay.
Yeah. Had a live band. Yeah, and
a great
everyone
party.
Will tell you that. That was just one of the
funnest weddings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
lots of good music, and my dad kept buying kegs of beer.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Yep. Feeding everybody. What were the bridesmaids' dresses like?
I will get you some pictures so you can see them. They were great. They were two-piece outfits before two-piece outfits were a thing.
Okay.
I wanted something different because back then everyone had poof and lace and whatever. And we had this coral color. But they kind of, well, now they look like tapestry curtains.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, they
still
were kind of neat.
Look.
Yeah. But no, they were just like a skirt and that. Because the thing of it was, is like, my friends are younger, but Dan's sisters were older.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't going to wear nothing strapless and whatever. And so, yeah, I think Dan's sister maybe still has it yet. But
sure.
Yeah, we went bargain shopping for my dress. And it was... It was pretty simple. We didn't have nothing real fancy. No.
Nope. Had a whirlwind honeymoon to House on the Rock in Wisconsin and a clapped out Mazda pickup with the muffler got tore off on a railroad track coming through St. Cloud.
Oh, so you sounded like a
race
car.
Like a dirt bag for the rest of the trip. It was great.
Or the sketchy hotel we stayed at in Wisconsin by the cattle yard.
Yeah. We only had so much Dollar Dance money to work with.
I don't, in back day, like back then, you didn't have the whole big venue thing like you do now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You had it and you paid per plate and that was it. Mm-hmm. Not like you have to rent this place and...
Yeah. So what are family dynamics like? How many siblings do you guys have?
I've got two older sisters.
Okay.
My oldest is 5 years older and the next one is 2 years older, mm-hmm. and love them to death. They're great, great people, and we get along great and do a lot of fun stuff together.
He's definitely the baby of the family.
The baby. Yeah.
And I'm the old matriarch. My brothers will tell you that.
Yes.
I have two younger brothers, then, both married and kids, and yeah.
Somehow it always happens where the oldest finds the youngest.
I know. I've heard that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Somebody's got to be in charge.
Exactly.
Gotta,
yeah. Exactly.
Somebody's got to take care of me. Babies are always taken care of, you know.
Yeah.
And she does a good job of that. I couldn't ask for anything better. And she raised two beautiful daughters, and it's awesome.
Somebody somewhere thought I was a star, and somebody somewhere knew that I took 6 weeks of dance class in kindergarten, so they figured that I could handle a little shuffle ball change and a little dazzling dance action. So, because of that, I am dancing for Dancing with Our Stars on June 9th at the Garacki Center, and my charity of choice is the Open Heart Home, and that is a charity that supports teen moms, educating, supporting, housing, helping take care of everybody, and making sure that they are safe.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And secure and educated on how to now go out into the world and raise a little. So, as a former teen mom, that speaks near and dear to my heart, and that is why I do what I do. So, if I dance and make a fool of myself, it's all in the name of teenage moms and supporting some of our most vulnerable in society. So, if you are compelled to donate, you can click the link in the comments, and we'll see you there.
At this point, you're already familiar with the way the Love Story podcast operates. However, there are some stories that can't be told on The Love Story that need to be told after dark. So we started Love Story After Dark, a podcast on Patreon. There's all sorts of bonus content that you can find on Patreon. Audio, video, special swag, all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking at just wanting to get the audio of The Love Story After Dark, that's $5 a month. If you want to get audio and video, $10 a month. If you want to be a part of the sticker club and get exclusive sticker swag, that's $25 a month. And for $50 a month, you can get the elite bonus merch. However, you don't have to pay any money to just get exclusive clips from any of our After Dark episodes. Get yourself added to the email list so you can get notifications for when new content drops for the Love Story podcast, After Dark. Welcome to Green Thumb Etc., home of custom furniture upholstery, designer floral, and exclusive giftware. Do you need to find a gift for that crazy aunt that has everything? You'll find it at Green Thumb. Do you have grandma's old chair that nobody wants anymore, but you just don't have a heart to throw away? I can upholster it for you. Or do you need flowers for someone to say, I'm sorry, or to say, I love you? You can find that here too. Come on down to the corner of 7th and St. Germain in downtown St. Cloud, and you can shop to your weirdo heart's content. Find us online at greenthumbetc.com or Facebook or Instagram at greenthumbetc. So how long after you got married in 93?
Yep.
And then how long after that did you start thinking we're going to start having kids?
Abby came in 95.
Okay.
So we had a little bit of time.
It took a year to have some fun and try to do some things, but didn't seem like we did much.
I do remember telling him when I was pregnant, because I were trying and it wasn't working. And I remember buying him a bottle of fake champagne. And I had it in a paper bag. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll get us some bubbly. And he goes, what do you got fake champagne for? But, yeah.
And like, that was what
well,
you told him.
By the way. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So that was, yeah. So we have Abby and then we have Natalie. And we have three granddaughters. So a lot of girl power in the house.
Yeah.
Very blessed.
Which feels like having the youngest with two older sisters, that's kind of a natural. Just
absolutely.
Yeah, fit right in with the ladies.
No problem. I thought raising daughters was the easiest thing in the world.
I would disagree. But
ours were easy. Maybe I just ignored the bad stuff, but
yeah,
it was
really
it was
hit
easy.
It really yeah. well.
Yeah. Now we're empty nesters and have grandkids. Yeah. And life is different now. It's like kind of we're back to our old roots of dating in the garage thing, mm-hmm. you know, where
we still have a lot of dates in the garage because I have a shop and do a lot of stuff out there. And if she wants to talk to me, she knows where she has to come out and find me.
Or if he needs food, he has to come in the house. You know?
So you have a house out by Long Prairie and that's it? You stayed there the whole time? Same house that you had your kids in?
No.
We were there for 26 years.
To the first house.
In the first house. Yeah. The old farmhouse that was on the place when I bought it, they moved out and I built a new house there.
Sure.
And that's where we raised our mm-hmm. girls and stuff. And when they got out of high school and we quit having to take care of my father, I'd always had this land out in the country and wanted mm-hmm. to build there. So I built a house out there. Okay. So that's where we're at now.
Then we got the lake lot.
But just feel, like I say, very blessed. This beautiful family. And it seems rare, but it's one of the families where everybody gets along
there's
no strife anywhere and it's really nice.
What would you say is kind of the, like, how do you get that? Because not a lot of people have that.
Right,
what's the recipe?
I don't know.
I think bite your tongue a lot.
Okay.
You know, and
I don't even think it's biting your tongue so much. It's just, we just are fortunate enough to have that everyone gets along.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean, granted, everyone has their own quirks, but there's some families that don't even talk to their own siblings whatever.
You have to let little things go. Even if you think it's a big thing, it's not worth destroying your family dynamic over something that you think is super important, because it isn't when families aren't talking to each other and Christmases are in different places. That's just messed up. So.
And do you think, because when you have a lot of extra, you layer in people, you've got spouses and all of that kind of mm-hmm. stuff and their family dynamics. When you were raising your kids and how you guys were raised too, is that kind of like what was instilled in you, or is that just something
I believe
that you,
so.
Yeah. I do too.
We were both raised super old school. If something bothered you, you just got over it and you move on, you know.
And I think too, some of it is like you have to learn that everyone has their own opinion. They're entitled to their own opinion. You may not like it, you may not agree with it, but they can say what they want too, and you just keep rolling with the punches. And and no matter how hard it is for somebody, I always look at my mom and dad. If somebody's on hard times, try helping them out as much as you can. When we were in high school, a couple of my girlfriends didn't have it so great. They spent a lot of time at our house. And I mean, my parents could have said no, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think you just learned that everyone has a value and a purpose and a fit in life. They just need to find where that's at.
So when you then now had your kids that are going out and finding people and they're dating and getting married and all of that, was that like kind of scary? What was that? Because my son is now starting to date. And so it's one of those where it's like you have no idea who they're going to find, who's going to come in and adopt them into their, you know, suck them up like a sponge.
Right.
So was that
super scary?
Yeah.
Super scary. But we just sent them out with the values we had. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what we'll like, and you know what I'm going to frown at. Not that I could ever, I'm sure I look like a dirt bag when I showed up at places too, but we just instilled in them what we believe they should be looking for, and they did good. There's a couple little quirky things where I didn't really agree, but the dog would sort them out, actually.
Yeah, like, and I think choices,
too. Get a good read on what your dog thinks of the person coming.
Yes,
right. I think choices, too. Like, you know, you just, okay, guys, if you make this choice, say, for instance, you fell into peer pressure or whatever. I always told the girls, and that's what my mom and dad always told me, too, because I'll never forget the time my dad flipped on the light in our house in his tidy whiteys in his bathrobe when we all came in after a party. But it's just like, if you make
that
a
stops
bed,
a party right
yeah,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Boom. Yes, you girls had too much fun, but you all go upstairs and go to bed. Yeah. But it's just one of those things. If you got there and you made the wrong choice or you made a bad decision, you know what? Don't be driving. Call me. I'd rather deal with that than you know, something bad down the road.
Yeah, there's a path to redemption, and I'm going to show you the path.
Right.
Whatever you did, whatever you did, but there's a way to
I'd
move forward.
I'd way rather have you call me and say, hey, this is what happened. Come and get me. I always thought that was a good way to do it. But everyone has a different parenting style.
You'd have to ask Abby what she thought of our parenting style.
Abby. The parenting was good enough for my friends' cars to be on the Google Street View of our childhood home, and mine isn't.
Yeah.
Talk about raising Nick and Lindsay.
Yeah.
You had adopted children that you...
We did have adopted children that I love just as much as my own children. Well, probably not quite as much, but it's just... Yeah, come on in. You know where the fridge is at. You know, eat whatever you want, you know, and just always welcome, no matter the situation, you know. So that's awesome to have. I had friends like that, too, when I was a kid. So it's how you want your friends and family to feel feel welcome. So
You just never knew how many at our house was coming for supper. My mom's a feeder. You can ask anyone, how many's coming? Who's coming?
How many plates do I need to set out? Parents still alive?
My parents have been gone for about 15 years already.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, my mom and dad are still around, live about 8 miles from us and talk to them all the time. I'm very lucky. My girls got to see their grandpa and grandma, and now my grandkids get to know their great-grandma and grandpa.
Yeah, which that's awesome.
I got to know his grandparents, and that was a lot of fun. His grandma and grandpa were pretty sweet people.
Right, a lot of age difference there. You know, my grandparents were still born in the 1800s.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah, but very cool people.
Yeah. And I think when we got together, only my grandma was alive. She had that car accident that day and broke her ankle the day of our wedding in Mom and Dad's yard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hit the wrong pedal and put the car through the garage right before
the tree.
Church,
she kissed the tree
right before the reception.
No, it was the wedding.
After the wedding.
No, because she came and wheeled into the wheelchair.
Oh, that's right. She missed the wedding, I think.
Yeah, because she kissed the tree in Mom and Dad's yard, her and her boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you got a phone call. You got everybody...
Mom and Dad knew. And
we just got married.
Sure.
Yeah, we got married, but then I thought it was really weird because my grandma and I were pretty close.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yeah.
She's the oldest granddaughter.
Yeah. And I was like, where's grandma? It's kind of weird. Well, at that moment, you're all sucked in and nervous and you're sweating and you need Tums and all that good stuff going down the aisle. And then we get out to the reception and grandma's getting wheeled in the wheelchair. They wanted to send her, but she wasn't going to miss it. She had broken her ankle.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wheeled her on the dance floor in a wheelchair because she was a dancer and loved the music.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, I mean... It feels very, just a very solid, you guys feel like a very solid couple, just very, I know I've used the word unflappable too many times on this podcast, but very, like, to have gone through, you've lived life together and had very just, like, a solid connection, and to feel, it feels very connected to each other, and then raising your kids and going out and, you know, to have lost your parents, it just feels kind of like, yep, that's part of life, and you
absolutely
know, sad and miss
them, miss them every day, but you just have to move on.
Dan's my best friend. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We go fishing, we go hunting, we go pretty much everywhere.
Right, we're not the types where I go on my trips with the guys and she has to do girl stuff with her friends. When we do stuff, it's always together.
And do you have couple friends that you hang out with?
A few, definitely.
But not a lot. I mean, a few lake friends now. And
you have a few single guy friends.
I have a lot of single guy friends.
They need girlfriends.
Are they single because of life circumstances or lifelong bachelors?
My lifelong bachelor friend was my roommate for years. Just never found someone. He feels very badly about it that he's missing out on he's their adopted dads. He's one of them's godfather, Natalie. And we call him Uncle Mark. The girls always called him Uncle Mark. Just a great guy. I feel bad for anyone who's always wanted what we have, can't find it.
I think you all get set in your ways, or I should say, or you know, you're so used to doing your thing, that your routine, and you don't want to upset the routine. Or
right.
Yeah. But I mean, I couldn't ask for a better friend, too. I mean, just,
Well, you did have your tarot reading, and they said you found your soulmate.
Yes,
so,
I did.
And you didn't ask who it is.
No.
She knew.
Yep, she just said soulmate. She just said it was a two of cups, a guy and a girl in these two cups. And she says, well, you see that you found your lifelong soulmate. So that was kind of cool. I'm like, okay, I've never had one, so I wanted to see what she had to say.
Was that just today that you did that?
Right, so what all ago. And then she said that your soul or your partner is going through some stress about the future.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Because I'm retiring in 3 months.
Uncertainty of keeping everyone.
I have some anxiety about it.
Okay.
You know, you always do when you're...
It's a transition.
Absolutely. One I'm very ready for. I've worked a lot over my career, so it's time to slow down a little bit.
And the tarot reader, she knew.
She
knew
that. That was kind of crazy, yeah. That was some kind of king in a crown with some swords.
Huh.
She said, do you have some strife or somebody having some uncertainties? And I'm like, could be my husband.
Yep. So that's a big transition coming up. How do you anticipate that changing the dynamic of your relationship?
Well, she's 7 years younger, has to keep working. I'm not going to quit working. I'm just going to quit doing what I am. I'm going to quit going to work for the man and try to do a few side gigs to make a few bucks.
You kind of have to. I don't know that I would ever be able to retire because it would no. you just... You have to stay busy.
Yeah, I'm way too much of a busybody for that.
Yeah,
and he does not want my honey-do list.
No. So,
you'll find other ways to stay busy.
Absolutely. Just about
door
anything.
Door hinges and, yeah.
That'd be like, let's see, fold laundry,
shelves
do laundry.
In her studio maybe, whatever it takes.
Which, that was where you guys were before you came over here, putting up shelves in the little podcast closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, what... would you say being like together for the length of time that you've been together and having the life that you've lived, what are your top three highlights? What hits the highlight reel of your time together?
Ooh, you're first.
We've had some very eclectic family trips. I wouldn't call them highlights, but we laugh so much about them now.
Yes.
You know, they sucked at the time, but we just hoot about them now for the quirky, dumb stuff that we did and made fun of that sucked at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
If you buy it, you have to eat it or wear it because the car can't hold anymore.
Yep.
I mean, we've went on some great trips to Mexico. Got a million sunset pictures with me and her. And
oh, let's talk about sunset pictures.
No, we're getting off subject.
Okay.
I don't know. It's your turn, Mama.
That's only two.
I know. That's it. You got to come up with one.
Three.
Well, one in 33 years shouldn't be that tough.
I'd probably say just our family dynamics. I love it. I mean, we can bounce stuff off of each other. We can pick on each other. And if I pick on him, he'll pick on me back. But it doesn't end up in fights like a lot of people that you hear and see. I would also have to say a highlight probably for us was probably our first grandchild.
Our first grandchild, and obviously having the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But I mean, the family.
For
and
sure
then
got to be
the grandkids. That's been, I never thought that. You know, I think as a parent, you're so busy taking care of your kids, doing sports and all that, that when you have the grandkids, it's like, well, yeah, sure, eat that box of chocolate,
who cares?
Color, you know, you have the time. I think you have the time.
Yeah. Yes.
More.
And it's, you have the time and the patience at that point.
Sure.
You know?
Yes. I think that is the thing, the older that I get now looking back and reflecting on the type of, and I was a parent at 17, so it was like, I definitely look back with a lot of things that I would have done differently. There's always a new study that comes out where it's like, letting your kids cry themselves to sleep is actually horrible for them. And you're like, well, great. Because at the time it was, let them cry themselves to sleep. It's actually great.
Right.
So everything changes.
Yeah.
But I think now you get to be the parent that you didn't have an opportunity to be as a grandparent.
Yep, for sure.
And I look forward to the future stuff of us traveling or just having that time to do whatever we want to do. Say, hey, we're not doing nothing today. Or, hey, let's get in the car and go.
More often than not, we both need a nothing day. She has a couple of side gigs besides her real job. I have endless side gigs. So it's like just being able to do nothing and spend some time together.
Yep.
Sitting on the dock, watching the waves, whatever it is. Yeah. Just it's all it takes is...
It doesn't,
to
recharge
your batteries.
Yeah. You know? I would say for us, we don't have to be like some people are like.
Entertained or.
Yeah, entertained or going. We can just sit
less
and do nothing.
Less is way more for us.
Yeah. And it definitely feels like when you find a person who matches your energy and matches your dynamic, because for you to have said that he's genuinely your best friend, you can see that and you can feel that. And to just, we hang out together, we do stuff together, everything we do, we're just finding joy in the moments and all of that. And then on the other hand, there's people who need their alone time, so you kind of lucked out with the guy at the party who took you out for a date a week later to be a person who just matches that energy so well.
Definitely worked out great,
because I'm not like I'm not a big like I need to be doing something all the time. I can just sit and do nothing or go for a drive in the night or whatever, just something simple is good enough.
So what if you had to say is the dumbest fight you've had other than the raisinettes?
No, not the pontoon. Me not knowing how to measure.
Yeah, she's
when we
got
built the
some
house.
Number issues. And I'm a tool maker, so I mean, I'm down to the 10,000th of an inch.
Don't tell me six by eight.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's forearm to fingertip. That's,
I would say this last house we built was a challenge.
Yeah, building houses is tough on a relationship.
I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I said, if he wants to build another one, guess what? You're on Match.com.
And I don't do it like normal people do. I go in the woods. That's my Menards. And I pick the trees I want for the lumber I want and the beams I want. So it's not a normal undertaking at all for us. So
yeah, but like I think the probably the last biggest one is when you're trying to explain the bathroom to me and I'm like, I don't get it. And when I came home, you're like, and then there was blue painter's tape on the cement floor saying, here's your bathroom.
Yeah.
So
that would be,
but we don't fight about anything.
Yeah.
We fake fight. This morning we got over in a battle over whether to cook the eggs in bacon grease or some fake spam grease stuff. That, so I caved and we cooked it in the spray grease stuff. But
The pontoon wasn't a fight, Ab.
I had to go with a mediator.
I could not stand having five people in a little fishing boat no more because we were going to capsize. So I said, let's get a pontoon. I don't want no pontoon. Now would you have a pontoon?
Well, I love the pontoon. But it wasn't my idea at the time. But Abby is very right. We had took her and Corey with just to
mediate.
When
we were looking.
It turned out great. We love it. It's just an old bomber pontoon. But we've had thousands of hours of fun on that thing. Bought it during COVID with COVID bucks. And
Yeah.
Love it. Yep.
And now just go bomb around, fishing, and doing all of that.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And I would say that I feel fortunate that we're not one of those couples either. Like, you hear those couples that bicker about their spouses all the time.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. It's like, if you're that unhappy, why are you there?
Yes.
So I feel very fortunate that way.
The way that you talk about your circumstance, it's the confirmation bias. Mm-hmm. If you're constantly nitpicking everything, he's got that bald head, you know, whatever, then every time the sun shines off his bald head, you're just gonna, God, I hate that.
Yeah,
why do you want to live that way?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You have to look for the things that you like.
Life's
even if
short.
It's exactly
yeah.
Sometimes it really is making that conscious choice of like, I'm going to find something to love about this man today, and you find it.
I say you got to find the sunshine in every gray cloud.
Yeah,
I mean, there's something somewhere in every day that you should be thankful for.
My kids always, every time we would sit down and have dinner together, I was like, okay, what are your highlights from today? And they go, Mom, why do you always ask us that? Because we have
kids.
Yes, because I care. We're talking about it. And I just don't agree that you didn't have one good thing that made you smile today or whatever. Yes.
Right.
You have to find it. And you know I'm going to ask tomorrow. So look for the thing.
Right.
Look for the thing at the beginning of the day. Find it.
Yep.
Did we do something like that, Ab? Seems like we tried to.
Tried and we all laughed because it was so stupid.
Yeah. Usually we'd see something dumb happening outside and then get, you know, all squirrel distracted on that.
Yes. Yeah, meh. Everybody,
Or the dog would do something dumb, save us all.
Or like the time that we had that brand new car and you ran over the two skunks and it stunk for like, my new car stunk for 2 weeks. I was screaming.
You want to edit this out?
You ran over two skunks?
They were doing nookie.
Oh,
and Dan's like, ditch bomb, boom. And then the girls are in the back.
We had a skunk problem, and I wanted to alleviate it. It helped.
And they were actively contributing to making your skunk problem.
Exactly. And the old escort put them out of their misery.
For 2 weeks. And then I drove to work the next day. Somebody's car out there stinks like skunk. And I'm like,
it was the only new car we ever had.
Yeah. And you immediately went and hit a couple of skunks
absolutely.
With it.
Let's knock the new off this thing.
Why not?
So there doesn't.
But
take
a lot
much.
Of couples couldn't maybe recover from something like that. We just
rolled up bunches.
No big deal.
So other than retiring, what's your future kind of hold? You want to do some traveling and that kind of stuff,
another question we hadn't thought about.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't know. Enjoy life. I mean, I'm fortunate we have our health and neither one of us are sick.
We have to enjoy life while we are healthy. That's why I'm bailing at 62 instead of waiting until 65 or something. Just so we can do some things.
I remember your mom telling me his mom died younger and they had a 9-year spread between your mom and dad. I think it was eight.
Yep.
She ended up getting cancer stuff. And she said, just promise me that you retire early too. Because she said, you want to enjoy each other while you can go and enjoy life. Somehow you'll figure out the finances, you'll figure out everything. Yeah. Just enjoy it while you can.
And my grandparents, they were married for like 70 some mm-hmm. years. And people would always ask them, what was your secret to staying married and happy for so long? And they said, never go to bed mad at each other.
Mm-hmm. That was wrote in our wedding card.
Yeah, I think they wrote that in our wedding card. That was their secret. Right. Never go to bed mad at each other. And there's a lot to be said for that. Why hold a grudge?
And yeah. I think we have some good, you know, role models too. Oh, like your parents
awesome
are married
role
home.
Models. Yep.
And my mom and dad will be married 55 years now
wow.
in June.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's good to see that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it is. You don't know what you, if you haven't seen it before, your brain won't go there if you haven't
right.
already seen it.
You don't even know
it.
That what's right or wrong.
On the flip side, my mom and dad are divorced. I didn't have any relationship with him growing up. My grandma and grandpa were divorced. And so it's like, when I think forward to like, am I going to spend the rest of my life with someone? I haven't seen it. My youngest sister kind of struggles with that, where she's just like, I'm just going to be an old maid in my house by myself. And mm-hmm. it's like, well, you also don't want that. So you don't
right.
have to have
right.
that.
Don't yeah. conform yourself to having to be that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Having the role models and having something to look to. Did you have conversations of going to either his parents or your parents or whatever, having like, okay, we're struggling, help me? Or did you just kind of...
I don't think.
No, if we haven't.
Not really.
Just
not
kind of figured it
remember.
Out.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
even just down the road, we always knew we did Christmas Day at his parents. Mm-hmm. We always did Christmas Eve at
yeah,
my
you,
parents.
You didn't
we
argue
did.
Over where you were going for yeah, this event or that event. It was just part of what you did. I can remember a couple times where money was tight. Either her parents would bail us out a little bit or my parents would, just like any good family mm-hmm. would.
I would have to say we're very blessed with two yeah. strong families. All around.
Yeah.
Some people aren't that fortunate.
Just taking care of each other
yeah.
and looking out for each other.
We are definitely blessed, that's for sure.
It's a solid foundation,
right?
And then it's just creating the relationship between you two, and it seems like you've got it
yeah.
pretty much figured out.
Even
yeah.
crazy ideas. I mean, I have two extra jobs besides my full-time job, and he does whatever he wants to do, and it's like, I think you just gotta let, you know, if somebody has a creative thought and idea, you just need to let them go with
right.
it.
Right. Right.
You know, try it. I mean, you don't know unless you try. That's
yes.
my thing.
It feels like a lot of the, when you really boil it down to like what couples struggle with is this fear of, if you have this idea that you want to go off and start this thing or do this thing, why are you discouraging this person from doing that mm-hmm. or why this big thing? It comes down to, what are you afraid of, you know?
Yeah.
I always told my girls, be more afraid of not trying something than mm-hmm. worrying about failing.
Yeah.
Try it first. And then if you don't like it or you can't do it, move on.
Yeah.
But always try something new.
Yeah.
So, like, super proud of Ab for leaving a real good job and going out on her own and doing what she's doing and doing a great job of it and succeeding.
Yeah.
So, couldn't be prouder. You know?
Yeah. Well,
so.
Yeah. She's.
And then we have the other one who's a stay-at-home mom of 3 kids under 5. Wow. I couldn't do it.
No, there's 5 people that couldn't do that job every day. You know,
we've tried doing it, the two of us, with only 2 of them.
For 3 days, and I was just kicked after 3
yeah.
days. So.
Yeah.
Do they live around here, too?
They're in Alec.
Alexandria.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you get to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I work in Alexandria, so I get to just pop over. It's awesome.
So, yeah. So I don't know. I think for us, like, down the road, or, like, what's coming up? I don't know what's coming up. We're not huge planners.
No big changes, obviously.
No.
Just living life a little quieter, hopefully.
You got all the wild days out of you when had your spiky belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember your spiky belt.
I maybe had it retired by the 89. By 89, it was going grunge, and I should probably try to be Pearl Jam or somebody. Or
Well, it worked. Whatever you did worked.
Yep.
Yep. You yep. got her.
Yep, for sure.
Well, any parting wisdom that you want to leave us with besides everything else that you've given?
I just say live your life the best you can. Support each other as much mm-hmm. as you can. Marry your best friend. That's
yep. good advice, Mama.
Well, yep. I love it. What do you guys, what's your pet names for each other?
I call her Mama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm Daddy.
You yeah, well, that's
Daddy.
Because of the kids
yes.
or whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, otherwise, yeah, I don't hate you.
Yeah, get over here, smoochum.
Yeah. No, I guess, yeah,
keep
other
it PG.
Than that.
Yeah.
Other than that, no, I don't think we really have no nicknames or anything. Unless there's a fish on or something, then I'm whistling, screaming so loud.
She has an alter ego when she's fishing.
Oh, yeah, Ruby. My alter ego is Ruby.
If she's out on the dock and she's got a bullhead on, she turns into her alter ego, Ruby.
I do not. If I get a big fish on, I don't want everyone to know. So, like, what are you whistling for? You see my pole bent in the lake? I need a little help. Yeah.
Ruby needs help over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, figure out who that is. But
Well, thank you for being on. Thank you for
Thanks
sharing
for
your
having
story.
Us.
Yeah,
yes,
lots of fun.
It's fun. Yeah. Did it go as you anticipated?
I feel like I'm finally relaxed.
Oh, good.
After
good.
48 minutes. Yeah. But who's counting minutes?
Well, you did it. Nobody cried, so.
Oh, we should have Ab on here and see what she thought the best advice her parents have given her over the years.
What would you say?
First of all, if you buy something, you need to eat it or wear it because there's not room for anything else in the car or house. And second is the try it, go for it, give it a shot. When I was going to college, you guys were both supportive of me wanting to be a radio DJ. I think there was some qualms of like, she's throwing her life away to be a radio DJ. But you guys were supportive of do what you want to do because then you're never going to work a day in your life.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I always told them, learn to weld. There's always jobs for welders.
Yes, yes, yes. If all else fails, yep. You can be a welder.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for being
here,
you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show and you can follow us at the Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met? We would love to have you on the Love Story Podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com and we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out info@lovestoryweddingshow.com or head to the show notes.